Ah, man, the post-nasal drip got me on that one again. I can't defeat it. I keep trying, but I just can't defeat it, the PND. It's the devil. I'm just thinking what I'm going to do. Honestly. Okay. Been listening to the bootlegs online for sure. You're gonna know every move I'm gonna make tonight, so just play with yourself or something. I don't know. Some guy gave this to me in St. Catharines.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now you think it's just a Barbie, right? A harmless doll? No, no, no. Hold on, I gotta find the button. I have to find her button, excuse me. You can't, that was no good. Come on, Ann.
At the risk of giving away the ending, it's all liberals' fault.
Yeah, they made an Ann Coulter doll. Someone, and see, it's got the great kind of the Z Kyle posable arm, I thought.
Most devastating for the left and the cohesive political movement was the collapse of their beloved Soviet Union.
Z Kyle!
Her hair's really not that Nazi. It needs like to be like kind of in a tight little bun. I really haven't got that far with dolls yet. I'm working on it. I'm also working on getting her a Corvette. Maybe an RV, something sweet. The Ann Coulter mobile. She can go pick up Michelle Malkin.
Hey Michelle, check out my new Corvette.
The reason that I was given this is because in the beginning of the tour, I was doing readings from her book, How to Talk to a Liberal, which I have here conveniently. I gave that away in Ottawa. I bought that. I bought the Paris Hilton book, is what someone was just intimating. And,
I saw her video.
The thing about Paris Hilton is, I mean, of course, anyway, guys are going to argue, you know, completely to the contrary, that she's this and that and great and the rest of it, and it's bullshit. Sociologically, you're talking about a girl who's rich, who basically some guy videotaped her sucking his cock and then fucking her while she was on her phone, and suddenly she's the greatest thing since sliced bread now. It kind of is really a sign of the times. Isn't it? So I went out and bought her book. I was interested. I thought, well, I want to see what she has to say. Maybe she has something to say that will clear all of this up. So I got the book, and it's all pictures of her, and then anecdotes about her in the pictures. Mostly talking about how she shouldn't have worn what she's wearing. So I gave it away. What the fuck do you want that for, really? I mean, it's the devil. So is this. The irony, though, about this is that Anne spends a good 400 pages going on and on about how terrible the New York Times is. Of course, the first thing emblazoned on the cover of her book is that it's an instant New York Times bestseller. It's quite obvious that Anne wants to work at the Times. Quite obvious. I had some choice quotes originally, blah, fucking blah, blah, but the doll's far better. I mean, right on the back, like, what is this shit? Her 9/11 comments. I'm often asked if I think we should invade their countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity. The answer is now more than ever. It's like Mutual of Omaha or something. Now more than ever. It's fucked up. And that, you know, the thing about it is, the sick thing about people like Ann Coulter is that they really wouldn't have had any kind of rise to prominence if 9/11 hadn't happened. Right? So the same people they go on bitching about, really, they're all kind of really in the same success story boat, which is morbid to say the least. More liberal ideas, sex, segregation, gay marriage, and banning the G word. I grew up in a closet or something, I figured. I guess really, if you're going to compare the two, Paris is probably far more interesting in a kind of posable kind of way. She's got, Paris has got, if you, have you seen the movie? Who's here? Come on. Put it up if you've seen the movie. You seen One Night in Paris? Haven't, you guys haven't gone there? You haven't been there? Paris suffers from what's universally known as hot girl syndrome. That's when a girl's so hot, she figures she doesn't really have to do anything. So you can kind of pose them. And they just don't really notice what's going on at all. And you can tell in the video because she's on her phone. Yeah, I'm just here having sex. What are you guys doing later? You know that kind of thing? All right, then. I'm glad that came up. This next song I wrote in the shower. Woo! I should perform it in the shower someday. Of course, it would be entirely out of context, but who cares? I wrote it in the shower, and I jumped out of the shower, and I didn't have any guitars in my house because they were all at the studio. I was making a record called White Light Rock and Roll Review. And I jumped out of the shower, and I dug out this guitar that Dale Earnhardt Jr. had given me, which was completely out of tune and useless to me. So I pulled some clothes on, drove to the studio, and wrote this. Made quite a big deal about it that day. Brought Keith Scott in. I don't know if you guys know who Keith is. He played guitar for Bryan Adams forever and blah, blah. You remember that "The Only Thing I Do It For You" number? Yeah, he's the dude doing the guitar solo and the thing with Keith. He's a wicked guitar player, though. And he's a really great guy. So he came down, and my friend Paul Rigby, who plays pedal steel for Nico Case, he came down, and he played on it and stuff. And it was great. But then my record company said it was too country. I was listening to a lot of Hank Williams at the time, so obviously it was going to translate, but so they wouldn't let me put it on the record. So I snuck it on the end.